This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He is also a Fox News military analyst. During his distinguished military career, he rose to the position of Assistant Vice Chief of Staff in the Air Force, the number three position. He was also, for a time, the Deputy Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Air Forces in Europe. He's an expert on Libya, and we want to get his thoughts on some of the latest developments in connection with the mission that we and our allies in Europe are undertaking there. And, General, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, the president, of course, gave a speech on Monday outlining that due to a humanitarian crisis that would have ensued had the U.S. and our allies not intervened, that that was the reason that we did take military action. He says the position of the U.N. is that we are just there to defend people from massacre and to patrol a no-fly zone. It seems, though, sir, that there's much more to it than that. Most experts, right, left, and center, believe that we're actively aiding the rebels here. I know from our previous conversation that you are not in favor of this operation in its entirety, but what do you make of what appears to be a little bit of mission creep here?
Well, there's no question it's more than mission creep. We have elected to be on the side of the rebels, who it turns out, as I talked about, they have at least 25 members there that were fighting against U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that's by the admission of the head of the rebels. So if he says 25, you can expect it somewhere probably like 50 or 100. Next, Benghazi has always been partial to Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, and radical Islam. And so we, in fact, are using American air power to probably support a majority of these rebel freedom fighters who are radical Islamists focused against trying to destroy the United States. And so those are my concerns, but most of all, the concerns are, Greg, is if we break this country, we're going to have to rebuild it. Just like the president said, that if there's regime change, like President Bush did in Iraq, then we had an eight-year war, an insurgency, and cost us $1 trillion. Well, he says he wants Gaddafi to go. I'm trying to differentiate between regime change and Gaddafi going. They both mean the same to me, Greg.
One of the things we've heard a lot about in the last 24 to 48 hours, as you know, sir, is this debate among our diplomats, as well as the diplomats of France and Britain and so forth, about whether it's a good idea to arm the rebels. Some say that's the best way to help them succeed without us getting directly involved with a lot of boots on the ground. Others say all we're doing is arming our enemies a generation from now or even sooner if they're successful. What do you make of this whole debate?
I kind of like your latter option. That's what we're going to do, I believe, is arm people that we're going to have to fight in the future. So I don't buy that. And if we do that, we've made another mistake. We made a huge mistake going in, and I know we're in a very difficult position. It's going to be embarrassing. Nobody likes Gaddafi. But the last thing we want to do, Greg, is to create a radical Islamist state of Libya. It just doesn't make good sense.
Well, now that we're there, what's your prescription for extricating ourselves with, I guess, as minimal embarrassment as possible, but as smoothly as possible? What's the best exit strategy from where you stand?
Well, frankly, I think we've got to say, all right, we stopped the so-called massacre at Benghazi, which I don't think would have been a massacre because all the villages that have been taken, we haven't found any major massacres. And the fact is I think we ought to say we've stopped that. We've met the UN mandate. I don't think we ought to have a permanent no-fly zone like we did for 8 or 10 years in Iraq. I think we ought to just back off, give it to NATO. Unfortunately, NATO is us, and leave it there.
Last question before we let you run, sir. In terms of the other areas where we're seeing a lot of unrest, Syria in particular, it seems as though the president is very quickly distancing himself rhetorically from any sort of suggested military action there. Do you think the lesson's been learned here? How do you feel that the administration is looking at some of these other countries based on what we've experienced over the last couple of weeks?
Well, if we continue to take this humanitarian route of protecting people in humanitarian issues, we're going to get in trouble. We've just got to accept there's a certain amount of unrest and evil people in the world, and we can't solve it all. Let's finish up the two wars we've got in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and then see how it shakes out. But frankly, the Muslims ought to be doing most of this stuff. I don't know why we're fighting their wars. This fight between radical Islam and Islam that we're in the middle of ought to be done by the Muslim leaders. I don't see Egypt involved. I don't see Saudi Arabia. The Qataris have put one or two sorties in the air on this. The rest of it has been dominated by over almost $1 billion worth of missiles, et cetera, of U.S. equipment to carry out this no-fly zone and protecting humanitarian issues.
General, we'll certainly keep watching. We'll be back in touch with you as key developments warrant. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, Fox News military analyst, former Assistant Vice Chief of Staff for the U.S. Air Force, former Deputy Commander-in-Chief for U.S. Air Forces in Europe. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.